Okay. I don't want to do a fucking intro.
No, yeah. This is it. None this of that. This is us talking.
None
is,
of that garbage.
All right.
This is
don't a say fuck. Don't say fucking though.
They're trying to keep it clean.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying if we're gonna do this thing in earnest, I think we gotta live clean lifestyle.
Okay. So here,
no cussing on the internet.
Here's the thing. We're gonna be in Trolls too.
Welcome to a new prestige podcast from the McElroy Brothers and Big Giant Head. My name is Justin McElroy, and you're listening to the McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls 2. My brothers and I always wanted to be famous. We had gotten pretty far with the podcast. We had power. We had money. We had some fame. But our real goal, feature film, had still managed to elude us. That all changed the day that my sister-in-law, Riley, told me that YouTube people got to be in Trolls 1. It occurred to me and my brothers, if them, why not us?
In 2020, the movie Trolls...
Do you know, let's break it down. Do you know for a fact 2020, J. Timms and...
It's April 2020, Akins, right?
And here's the thing. What people so very rarely do is they make a time capsule these days. And what we have done is...
Oh, I see.
This podcast presupposes that we are in Troll 2. Otherwise, we're in an
alternate... We gotta be really fucking professional about this, so Travis. It's Trolls, plural 2.
What did
Troll,
I say?
You said Troll 2, which is a bad movie. They already made that movie. That was very good.
So we're gonna assume we're in Trolls 2. So this is... The you know behind the music, this yeah. is the lead up.
It must be really weird, funny listening to this after we're in Trolls 2.
Yeah,
and three and four.
When we're actually made kind of more central to the plot.
More central to the plot.
Well, that's the thing. The backstory that they establish with our characters in Trolls 2, it makes so much.
Thank
more
you
sense.
For really hitting the yes. S.
It makes so much more sense when you get to Trolls 4.
One of the things that I want to achieve with this podcast,
like, what do you want to be in Trolls 2? I guess.
Okay, let me say this. I think the podcast is a success if we're in the film Trolls 2
mm-hmm. yeah.
with the one vocal role. That said, I don't think we should necessarily put it in that framework. I think we should angle for supporting. So there's here, how much do you guys know about Trolls?
Nothing.
That can't be episode one. Well,
no, I'm just going to tell you, there's Branch and Poppy. They're sort of the main Trolls. Branch and Poppy, they're sort of the main ones. And then there's like there's secondary trolls around them, like Guy Diamond and DJ Suki. And and then there's like tertiary ones, like Cooper or some of the other ones.
Uh-huh.
So
you're just bragging right now.
I think that we could be not Cooper because they have real people in like that. Like
no, Ron, they'll make new ones. They'll make new trolls for
Ron
us.
Ron Funches is Cooper.
So right, so that's one thing that below, I'm excited about.
Finally get to work with Ron.
Yeah.
Project.
Well, we also kind of, we can get in touch with Ron if we need to. And so like, yeah. he could help us maybe get in trolls. Like I've never, known how to really leverage that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With people who are a little bit more connected to the end.
Maybe it's just about asking though.
Just add, can we be in Trolls 2, please?
Hey,
that's the thing. You miss 100% of the Trolls 2 voiceover work you don't ask yeah. for.
So I was not joking earlier. We need to start living and really doing comedy very clean. And we can't. I feel like there's going to be lots of folks who work on Trolls who hear this and they're going to be delighted and charmed by it, and they'll be like, "These three boys' struggle is, you know, something
so real,
so very real and passionate." And so, like, there's going to be people. We're going to have insurgent sects
mm-hmm.
inside of Dreamworks who are like, "We got to get these boys in the picture." But if stuff comes out in the Bloids about like us being bad boys or like doing lots of cusses, yeah. if we're on Jimmy Fallon and we do a bunch of cusses and somebody sees it, like, we're fucked.
I want
to let me put it this way. I don't want people to assume that we are being ironic or joking in any
way. I want to be in trolls. Hey guys, look at me. I want to be in Trolls too.
No,
really, really.
We're not framing it in that way. Your tense has to be really.
We're in Trolls too.
We're in Trolls too. We will be in Trolls too.
We are in Trolls too.
The plan started to go from dream to reality one night. After a live show in Portland, we had consumed some marijuana edibles. They're legal there. My brothers had each had two. I had one, because I'm an old man. It was in that hotel room after the show, after the edibles, that getting into Trolls 2 started to seem like a really, really, really good idea.
How do we make that happen?
Justin, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What is it about the Trolls franchise that really hooked you and drew you in?
Yeah, well, like, I want to, because I see lots of franchises, and I don't think, like, I must be in the next one of these.
Well, I've watched Trolls a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a lot of times. Yeah. So I'm really familiar with the story. That's one thing. Secondly, it's literally that Riley told me that they put YouTubers in the first one. I thought, well, shit, if you're going to do that, why not put podcasters in?
I use YouTube to watch exactly. other ones. They don't probably don't do that for everybody who uses YouTube.
We should outline the premise of this show, because you talked about irony, and I want to really
write that home. I can do it in one sentence. The McElroy brothers are going to be in Trolls 2.
Yeah, the McElroy brothers will be in Trolls 2. That's the name of the podcast. But, like, I want people to know that this is not a joke. A joke podcast. If you came for jokes, we have many other offers.
Is the truth
that.
A joke?
It's sometimes. Not a joke. We're going to be in Trolls 2. Yeah. And this is a podcast, is the story of how we got into Trolls 2.
This is the backward, breadcrumb trail. You're actually starting at Trolls 2. You watched Trolls 2 and you said, who are those three trolls?
How did those three trolls... We do... Okay, let's set that right now. We do have to be a package deal, right?
Yeah. Yo, sure.
It doesn't work if you're just two or one of
what
the
are
three.
We going to do if two of us are just, like, background trolls and one of us takes
Griffin,
off?
We like your heat, Travis. You got a real strong tone.
I'm Gumball, and I'm going to be in more of the movie than my brothers.
Justin, listen, it's not working out. I know you love Trumbo, the dumb troll.
Trumbo, the famous screenwriter.
Now... so we're gonna be in Trolls 2. We'll probably be trolls. We might be Bergens.
What can I be?
We might have a better
fuck
shot.
Fuck that!
Honestly.
I'm not gonna be the bad trolls. What are they called?
Bergens.
Is it
Candace Bergens?
I think whoever wrote the movie must have hated Candace Bergens.
I don't know.
Can this be a thing of it's like, you know, brother versus brother? Maybe one of us is a Bergen and two of us are trolls.
I don't want to be separated because we're gonna have to shoot on different days.
We're gonna end up back together by the end of the movie.
No, it's gotta be all three of us.
I'll say this. If both of you died and it was just me and we hadn't made it on Trolls 2 yet, I wouldn't do it because I don't want to do this without you guys.
Okay.
It's all of us or nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you guys don't want a Trolls recap?
I mean, not on episode 1.
No, we'll do that on episode 2.
I think we spent enough time talking about how much we love Trolls this episode. But now I think what we should really dial into is that we're going to be in Trolls 2.
Yeah.
Do you guys think we're going to get a musical number? Or do you think... I'm asking... I don't want fucking jokes.
What have we said that's been a joke this whole fucking time?
Okay, let me
say
what I'd be fine with, Justin. As long as we had some speaking line, maybe, before we danced, so when people saw us dance, we don't have to sing. You see us dance at the musical, and we're like, oh,
that's not how animation works, though.
Yeah.
Like, they can't see us dancing through the troll. No,
that's why I said we need dialogue first. So you hear our voices attached to an image.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that image is dancing. It's like, oh, the brothers are in this number too.
They love me.
Yeah.
Very much.
There's one guy in one of the trolls who only has two lines, as near as I can tell.
What
the first
YouTuber
one is they're
doesn't.
At a troll's party, and that troll goes, YOLO, like that. And then later, he's trying to lift something very heavy with his hair. And he yells, your confidence gives me strength!
Your confidence gives me strength!
And that, I feel like that could be me. I could take that gig.
I'd be fine with one of those lines. I'd be fine with just saying YOLO.
I think I could actually, and this would be unprecedented.
This feels like a joke.
I'd love to...
what you're about to say seems like it's going to be a joke.
It's not.
Okay.
I'd like to be in the movie, but have no line. I bet, like, they'll see Trumbo dance in the background and be like, his spirit, there's a lot of spirit
sort
in
it. Sort of like how Alan Tudyk got credited with playing the chicken in Moana, and yet he just has a bunch of macaws and shit.
Even those noises, those primitive noises, no, I just people will know that I've been there.
Okay.
No, I want to speak a lot.
You do. Well, it doesn't have to be a lot, but...
No, I want it.
A good amount.
What if you did a lot of unspoken work until, like, the very last scene?
your ribs are too chunky over there, bro.
Well, yeah. It's like a troll that you've never associated with Griffin, but you've seen a lot. And then in the last scene, you're like, that was Griffin the whole time.
Yeah.
That could be fun. At the end of the movie, the artist when he talks, and you realize, like, oh, that's been Mel Gibson this whole time.
We just finished our show. Just we can like put a
holy fucking shit. Yeah, how have we not set this up?
We just finished a show in Portland, Oregon. It was great. Everybody was super cool, but it lasted a long time. And in an unrelated note, weed is legal here. And then also, we wanted to be in Trolls 2 very badly,
so bad.
And then we decided to record a podcast about
eagle-eyed listeners are going to listen back to that last part and put together the fucking
welcome to Serial 2.
Welcome to
we can put this mystery together.
Devils. Welcome to Serial 2 Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So we're going to be in Trolls 2.
We're in it. Is it? I'm nervous.
Do you think that they would have to do a play on like the name so people would get it? With like, this is Jumbo Trumbo and Gumbo.
That's
like,
good.
Oh, I see.
Or they could just call him Justin Travis and Griffin McElroy, the trolls.
The trolls. Well,
maybe because our last names Jiffin. Aren't necessary. I don't think any of the trolls have last names. King Peppy, I guess, is two names, but I don't think King
Peppy. No, it's an honorific name. And then a name.
That's Jeffrey Tambor. That may be one connection we could
do. You think
explain.
We'll meet him? Do you think what? We'll get to. Like, I guess my question is, like, if we do this, if we pull this heist off.
When we
pull this heist off, what do you think meeting Jeffrey Tambor will be like? We've already done it. We met the old J. Tams. Do you remember when we met Jeffrey Tambor?
No, I remember when Liev Schreiber said thank you to
Tambor.
Dad.
Didn't come out, did he?
No.
Well, he's Tambor.
No, he came out for curtain call. He didn't come out the side door.
Yeah, we got, but yeah.
Yeah, Liev Schreiber thanked
Liev
our dad.
Liev Schreiber thanked our dad for being, just doing him.
That's the best friend. Gary Glenn Ross. That's a good cast, too.
It's a great cast.
Him.
Alan Alda.
Alan Alda, Jeffrey Tambor, Liev Schreiber. That's a good cast. But,
Tom Wopat.
As he was bowing, Liev Schreiber mouthed, thank you.
Well,
Dad
looked and said, thank you, as he was clapping in the front row. And Liev Schreiber said, no, thank you.
So fucking rad. And then that way, later we decided to make his TV show synonymous with Perseverance. And
what if we pull this off, and they know, like, we got to have that McElroy heat in Trolls 3, we can be like, we only do it if Liev Schreiber joins us, and all of a sudden we've done him a service.
We got him a gig.
And
hey, Liam, it's Justin and Travis and Griffin. We sure you're probably wanting to be in Trolls 3, but not really sure how to get into a Trolls movie. Well, good news, we've done all the hard work ahead of time, and we know just how to get into a Trolls movie. So, like, we'll just help you out.
We'll see you on filming for your next season of
Ray Donovan, season 6.
I feel pretty strongly that, like, this show should be instructive in so much as if you listen to this show, you should be able to get into Trolls 3. Like, don't you think? Like, if you
want to. There'll be one crowd scene with a billion trolls and they all yell into their mics.
If we get a billion people listening to this podcast, I'll be very excited.
No, I think it'll be like required listening from some entire nation of people.
I do want to be in Trolls 2.
We're in it.
Some of the things.
It's 2020. What do you think life's like in 2020 when this podcast takes off because we're in Trolls 2 so fucking good?
We didn't have much to go on. Vocal skills, the love of the franchise, but not a lot of ends.
Some of the things that we're going to try to do on this podcast, and please let us know if you have any ideas about how to get into Trolls 2. Our email address is McElroy'sInTrolls2@gmail.com.
But don't make it too easy. Don't just email us and be like, I'm the head of the studio, you're in. Make us work for
it. Yeah, Todd DreamWorks.
We got a lot of different paths we can go down. We're gonna talk to our agent Joel about if he can get us in Trolls 2. That might be an easy one.
I think we can help each other with really active tips about how to get that role in Trolls 2. Like, mm-hmm. I've got a pretty tight monologue that I've been doing, that I've been shopping around, but no bites yet.
I think that we can, listeners should not expect a regularly released podcast.
No, but maybe it's only when we go to live shows and people in particular towns with a certain set of laws.
No, I think it's when I want progress on the case. If we make some progress, even if it's just like talking to somebody who's in Trolls 1, like that'll be an episode. But it's not going to be regularly released. It's not going to be a regular length either. It could be many different lengths.
It's just not going to be regular.
3 years from now, there will be a 14-second long episode that's just us going like, yeah, we did it! We got the part!
We're in Trolls 2.
And that'll be it. That'll be that episode, and people will be looking forward to that one. They see a 14-second episode pop in their Scrumbler app, and they're like, uh-oh, this is it. This is the one.
So we're going to talk to our Agent Joel. We're trying to talk... I know we played Overwatch with Ron Funches once, so maybe he'll talk to us about how he got in Trolls 1. I think most of the other stars will be in, of the film will be inaccessible to us.
We could get Timberlake. But
I'm gonna name names. Okay, this will be fun. This is our first mini game on the show. I'm gonna name names of people who are in Trolls 1, mm-hmm. and I want you to give me a. Again, please no jokes because I want you to simultaneously answer. I want you to give me a percentage chance that they will appear in our podcast. The Macro Brothers will be in Trolls 2. Okay. I'll start easy. Russell Brand.
0% chance, no way.
Okay. Ron Funches.
10? 65.
Okay, good, good. Justin Timberlake.
100%.
That's okay. Bullshit. I'm taking... Juice, look at me. I'm taking this fucking serious.
Thank you. Travis isn't.
No, no, no. Do you think I'm going to rest until
the this episode... If we fuck up one of these called shots, then people aren't going to listen to the fucking core premise of the show, which is we're... In it, the movie Trolls 2.
Yeah.
Justin, look at me. Justin Timberlake will not be on this podcast. Justin, look at me, because I have to say without laughing. Because you need to hear this sentence said out loud. Justin Timberlake will not be on this podcast.
Okay, that's fine, but what
it
about...
It feels cathartic when you're doing the pilot episode.
You like, didn't say that early. The luster. Sets our expectations. You're listening to this podcast thinking that Justin Timberlake will at some point appear on this podcast. You have gone awry.
This is a series of unjustifiable events.
Listen, I'm throwing my mid-2005 like era fucking fedora over the fence right now and saying if Justin Timberlake asked to be on this show at this point, we couldn't get him. We couldn't do it just out of ethical principle.
Anna Kendrick.
No, Anna Kendrick will not 85. Be on. This podcast may as well be called Justin Travis and Griffin were me and Trolls 2, but in the start of Trolls 2 will not be on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Shit. James Corden.
How are you not getting this?
James Corden. 75.
We are like fleas to them, clinging to their fatty, talented hide, just trying to get nutrients. No, they won't notice that we exist.
A lot of the conversation we had that night didn't make much sense. Like I said, edibles. But we knew that there was something there, something we couldn't let go of.
Here's our prisoner's dilemma.
Okay.
If one of us gets offered one part the size of three parts, mm-hmm. but their brothers can't be in it, is one of us going to... Is one? I promise. ADR? Yeah, no, they would say, like, oh, if you're in it, you can eat your brother's lines and do your brother's lines if they don't get to be in it. I'm looking at you guys right now, and I'm saying if somebody came to me with that offer, I would turn it down.
What if your name stayed in the credit?
Fucking... No.
Okay. What if you made it to the poster?
My character?
That you don't play.
Gubbins?
What if Bubbins and Jubbins got cut out of the video?
Yeah, but it was just Gubbins on
Gubbins.
There? Gubbins. Still, guys, look at me. Because this podcast is more important to me than being in Trolls 2, which is like a kind of a weird paradox that I can't
quite explain. Right,
but
right.
I'm saying if only one of us was offered it, or we could all three be in it, I'd rather do that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll all be in Trolls 2, though.
Yeah.
We'll try to get our dad in Trolls 2, but, like, we can't get everybody.
No, that's one thing I actually won't do.
We can't get everybody in Trolls 2.
If he's in it, it's completely coincidental. He auditioned for it somewhere else. I'm not going to stop him from being in it.
Don't tweet at anybody on Trolls.
No, don't tweet.
Until the time comes where we tell you
to tweet about this show. Okay, if you're listening to this, write a draft, save it for the day of the month in 2020 that Trolls 2 comes out. The next day, tweet about the show. Just start a flood of tweets. Because at that point, it would be celebratory.
Yeah. We need a Mr. Smith
poster. I'm suggesting we may need people to alert the people in Trolls 1 to the existence of this podcast at some point.
They'll know.
I just don't want to say anything blanket. I will say, don't harass the people in Trolls 1. How's that?
No, we have to do this ourselves.
Yeah, we got to get into ourselves. And by that, I mean asking all the people we know.
Please help us.
Mm-hmm. Please help us get in Trolls 2.
Should we wrap up, you think?
Yeah. I guess in closing... one of the segments we do every week, every episode, is we pitch what kind of character we want to play in Trolls 2. Mm-hmm. Mine this week is Stinkers. He works in the sewer, the troll sewer, but like all the dookie smells like cotton candy or whatever. Nice. And that's mine this week.
Mine is going to be, I think, like something I can reasonably expect my character. If like my character is just like a ragamuffin... One of three who has maybe one line about snails, huh? And that's my one line.
What's his name?
Mine?
Mine is just troll number, 18.
That's good. Names. That's realistic.
Mine is named Judy Rugliani. And I think you can figure out who this is a fun sort of parrot, who I sort of take the piss out of with this character. I'm really gonna.
I wish I could steal Rudy Giuliani's piss.
That's a
when he's not expecting it.
It's a core plotline in Trolls 2.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that in the next act.
Idea is for Judy Rugliani, the piss taker.
All right,
that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. We'll see you in Trolls 2.
See you in Trolls 2. See you in the picture.
It all seemed so simple back then. Just. Get into Trolls 2. Of course, as you know by now, that's exactly what we did. But how we did it and what happened next was a mystery to us. Now, because it hasn't happened yet, but we assume it does. Next time on the McElroy Brothers, we'll be in Trolls 2. The McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls 2 is a co-production of the McElroy Brothers and Big Giant Head. Our theme song is Troll of the Mountain Swing by the Underscore Orchestra. My name is Justin McElroy, and thank you for listening to the McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls 2.
Brought to you by MailJump, I guess.